Hello and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
Hello and welcome to the DL Gaming Podcast. I'm Emilio, a.k.a. Ender's Logic. Bobby hates this.
Yeah. Get it going though, Bobby.
And I'm Bobby, otherwise known as Roberto Electronico, my new name.
And I am Chad or Flopsy, but nobody calls me Flopsy, I don't think. So,
cool. This question, this little thing to get the juices a-flowing this time. Okay, guys. You guys have both seen Braveheart, yeah?
A long time ago, but yes.
Yeah, but you can you can picture the type of battle
that I'm
envisioning. Now, you're somebody who partakes in one of these battles.
Okay.
And you can ride any animal into this battle.
Okay.
You're on the front line, though, right? Front, maybe there's a guy in front of you, but generally you're going to be faster than the dude because they're on foot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Any animal, you can size it up and down so it could fit, and you could saddle pretty much anything you want.
Okay.
No insects. Go ahead.
It's not even a question. It's a liger. The correct answer is liger.
But see,
Have you seen a liger?
Yeah.
So we can do fictional creatures? Is that part of the game?
No, this is real.
It's a lion and Ligers a tiger crossbreed.
Yeah.
But they're like huge.
Yeah, but I said you can make it, you can have a mouse the size of a liger, so.
No, I'm going straight liger.
Liger.
Yeah.
But okay, all I'm going to say about
this. And I've thought about this before.
I'm going to say you're wrong because I think a tiger at liger size would probably be better because they're like mules. They're not genetically superior.
Yeah. No, I'm going liger.
All right.
Bobby? I'd probably go with some sort of large dinosaur, maybe a pterosaur.
That's not an animal, man. Like, what? An animal right now.
Okay, an animal right now?
Yeah.
Either that or a Komodo dragon, maybe?
No, and you can't size it. You can't make a towering mouse. I mean, size to fit you. That's all I'm saying.
You've obviously thought about this. So what's your answer? A large tiger?
No, I'd go with rhino.
Rhino.
Yeah, a lot of.
How about
a lot
hippos? Of armor. Hippos kill more people than lions and
you
rhinos
look like
combined.
An idiot, dude. Well, the whole front line would start laughing
until the first guy gets his arm chopped off. then they got nothing.
You'd probably
say.
Be better with an elephant at that point.
Yeah,
elephant's not bad.
Yeah.
So a Bobby-sized elephant, is that what we're going
with? Yeah, I'll go
a Bobby-sized elephant.
Yeah, just something he could ride comfortably is all I'm saying.
You could ride any sort of elephant. You know, you used to be able to ride elephants at the San Diego Zoo. They stopped doing that, I think, because people complained that it was like cruel and unusual or something. I don't know
animal
the reason.
Cruelty.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But yeah, you used to be able to go to the zoo. And I mean, it was for kids. You wouldn't see an adult do this unless he was with the kid. But you would.
Or
you
could ride into battle.
Yeah. You could ride an elephant or something else. I can't remember what the other animal was.
What, like the Total War series, don't they have a bunch of animals that you can ride?
Yeah.
It's not just horses, right? They've got like the Mongolian horde coming in with.
Yeah. Well, they have the Carthaginians in all the Rome games because they rode elephants.
Those are supposed to be good games. I've never actually played those games.
They look awesome. I like to watch people do reenactments. Like some people do reenactments of real battles. Actually, History Channel for a while had this like legitimate show that was using the Rome Total War engine to reenact real life battles and how exactly they went down. What's really interesting about this is like. I guess there were scholars in the back of battles, like writing down exactly how everything went because it was so important back then.
I guess so.
Mm. But
now we'd have people tweeting in the back, like 26 characters.
No, half the soldiers would have fucking their cell phones out recording.
Selfie getting shot in the face. Like Mortal Kombat, one of the fatalities.
Was a selfie.
The Cassie Cage knocks the guy's chin off and then takes a selfie with him.
Speaking of which, Cassie Cage? Not too bad. Not too shabby.
Yeah, not too shabby. Definitely. I've been playing a bunch of that at work. Mortal Kombat.
Are you wiping up like you did on the last one?
I'm doing pretty well.
Because that's the only game. If you're dominant at that game, that's the only game I could say that you're dominant at.
And it
just so happens we never get to see any of it.
I have it here. We can play it anytime you want.
You'll crush me.
Yeah, you don't want to ever play me. Because the one game I'm good at, you don't want to play me.
Okay. I might pick up that game soon because it's going for $12-$13 on G2A. So at that price, you almost have to buy it.
Yeah. The story is fun. Yeah. And the game obviously is a blast. You guys see Evolve just constantly on sale, 40% off.
No.
It's been like 2 weeks now that Evolve's been on sale. I think they're trying to get their last ditch effort to try to get some people.
Yeah. I wonder if it's changed the player base. I don't know. I have to look that up. But yeah, I did notice it's on sale for $35.99, which I guess isn't bad for Evolve. I mean, I don't know.
I said $10. That's what I'm going to buy.
$10?
Yep.
Dude, by that time, no one's going to be playing it.
Wow. Us three will be.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, even if they go free to play, like, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to get more players. But we're going to switch things up this week. We're going to start off with listener questions.
Cool. They're so damn good this week.
Yeah.
Or nobody showed up with any content, so we're switching right to
that. Well, it's been a slow week. I mean, there hasn't been any big releases.
And I've been playing GTA 5 and Witcher 3, and we talked about that. I don't have a whole lot to add on those. Pick them both up. I mean, they're both amazing games. But
Witcher just continues to deliver. I was convinced that I was going to be a completionist until I saw the second map, which is not the last map. And it's just...
It's huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. If you're still in the first section, it's probably like six of those.
Yeah, it's
probably
huge.
About six of those.
Wow.
And you had said you would downgrade this a little bit because you saw how long the time to beat was. And
right. But I think that's if you're on the main storyline. I didn't realize how much side stuff there is.
Yeah, there's a ton.
But man, it is so... Man, it just keeps delivering. It's great. It's great.
Yeah.
My number one for game of the year right now.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Was GTA 5 this year, right?
For PC.
Yeah. For PC, yeah.
I would consider it. Like, it's in the running.
Okay.
All right. So, first up, someone was asking about our thoughts on the game Perception, which is a game being kickstarted right now. So, do you remember who was asking about that?
It was Dr. Mops.
Okay.
So you guys haven't seen the Kickstarter. I was on Kickstarter today.
We took a look at it.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to back something today just so I could experience it and be able to talk about it. I didn't find the only thing close that I almost did because Perception isn't there. It's about 40% of the way there and it's got about 20 days left. Go and take a look at it. It's definitely worth watching the video. So what I extrapolated from the video is what they're going for is you're playing as a blind girl. And what's good about it is she's kind of sassy. She's not this like little bitch. You know, she's like, come on, house, what do you got? Like she says that at some point. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a little doll in the video at some point and it says, are you ready to play? She's like, fuck that noise or something like that. Right. So like right away, I'm into the chick. She's cool.
You're always into the chick.
Your vision is what makes this game. You see the way that I envision Daredevil sees. He sees its echolocation and, you can see sound waves bouncing off of things. So every step you take, creates a little bit of sound. So you can see just in front of you. And, every once in a while, there's like a big knock. And I was like, what is that? Like, I can't figure out what that is. And Sam's like, oh, that's probably her cane, like her walking stick.
Mm.
Like she's slamming it in front of her. Cause every once in a while, there's like a big thing where you can see a lot of stuff. So it's probably something like that. And it's out in front of you. So, what's interesting is like most of the time, it's like there's something important way on the other side of the mansion. You got to visually go through the corridors and try to find it. But in this game, that thing that's interesting is in the corner of the mansion making noise and you have to find it through the walls that you can't see. It's almost opposite. Does that make kind of sense?
Yeah, you see the end result.
You see the end result where you need to be, but not the how to navigate through it.
Are they playing it in a suspenseful tone, because one thing that would be cool is obviously if you're playing a horror game, the point of the game is to make as little noise as possible. But if you have to make noise to see, it could be an interesting interplay.
That would be a huge dropping the ball if they don't.
Yeah.
Do I need to see or make noise?
Exactly.
Right. All right.
Hide or see. Like, that's your choice.
So, they don't mention anything about stealth in this game, but who knows? Maybe they do.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
So I've had a game idea that I've kicked around for a long time that involves four senses, and you can only use one of them at a time. Mm. So you could have sight, or you could have sound, or you could have touch, but you couldn't have... Only one of those would go inactive at one time. I think it's cool, the idea of this echolocation stuff, but I think they could take it further.
The graphics, though?
It was cool. It was all right. The black and white, like... It would get really monotone after a while.
Yeah.
You got to be able to get color in there somehow.
Two things kept me away. I think that conceptually, I think it's great. I think two things kept me away from it. Probably a little bit of eye strain. Just kind of like trying to see every little edge. And the other thing is it's obviously has a lot of room to scare the fuck out of you. And the part that was supposed to scare the fuck, and I'm a little bitch when it comes to it. And there's the monster came out and all that. And I was just like, meh. Just like nothing, nothing. Yeah. Nothing at all. So, I don't know if it was pacing, but this is by the guys who, took off from,
doing Bioshock. Right?
So they got a good pedigree. Check out the video. Back it if you, think it's dope. I mean,
yeah, I gotta see a little bit more, I think.
Yeah. I did like the character, though.
It says, where did that go? A first-person narrative horror adventure that tells the story of Cassie, a blind heroine who uses her extraordinary hearing and razor-sharp wits to unravel the mysteries. So it seems like there's more of a bit emphasis on the story, maybe some puzzle solving. It's hard to tell like really what this game's going to be like, though, at this point. It does look cool.
I'm a little surprised that it's not getting the backing that it's looking for, because it's not asking for a lot.
Compared to the things that get it right away.
If we get $10,000 for potato salad, you know, like, why is this not paying off?
It's funny, because some people only set their goals at like $200, stuff like that. And you know what's on there a lot is trading card games, and they're all getting backed. It's pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of trading card games.
Yeah, their goal is 150,000, and so far they're at 68,000.
Yeah.
24 days to go.
Check out the video if you're going to back it. You know, I might still back it, just like you said, to get the experience.
Yeah.
Because I was on there for about half an hour looking at all this kind of crazy stuff and whatever. Like, there's this thing of like, you could click on graduates, like things that actually made it. And I was looking down the list. I was like, man, I've played a lot of these on Steam.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool.
Yeah. A lot of things are not fully funded, but partially funded by Kickstarter. You know, a company or some people will have some money, an initial investment, and they'll go to Kickstarter to get the rest of it for lots of video games and movies too. So, you know, a lot of things you see on Steam, you will see like, you know, partially supported by Kickstarter.
Speaking of movies, I saw like a movie on sale on Steam, and I didn't realize. I thought their movies all were related to video games, but this had
Kung Fury.
No, it was something about killing 10 bosses or something.
Oh, I don't know.
And
Kung Fury just went on like a couple days ago.
Yeah. So what's the deal? Are they just starting to do movies now? Just a new avenue.
I haven't seen one that they've charged for. I've seen free ones.
No, this one was definitely paid for.
Oh, really?
It was on sale.
No, they sell. I've mostly seen movies that they sell. And I wish they would have a different section for just video, because there's actually a lot more video content than people realize. I was looking at when the soundtrack came out for Grim Fandango, I was looking at its store page and noticed they have a three 10-minute episodes on the making of Grim Fandango, the remastering of it. And it was really interesting. You know, they had Tim Schafer on there, the original developers, and they like were showing how they took the old ones and completely redid them in Illustrator and, you know, did all the work, redid the sound, and they had all this history to it. It was a great three-part thing, but you would have never found this if you just didn't happen to be stumbling across the Grim Fandango storefront or store page.
You take it for granted that the Steam UI is as best as it could be, but maybe it really isn't. But they offer so much. It's hard to Yeah. And there's so many things going on there. Yeah. They got that MP3 player and they got all these things. It's huge.
Can't wait for their podcast section to come up. Yeah.
We are the unofficial, official, unofficially.
Unofficially, official, unofficial.
But why don't you send them an email? Like, I'm fucking brilliant. Hire me. I won't charge much.
I'm sure they would jump all over that.
Yeah. All right, we got more listener questions?
What else we got? Yeah, we've got one more. We've got a post in our Steam group from Puppy Parade talking about must-buy games. And we've talked a lot about...
must-buy games based on...
Based on price.
On price, yeah.
Yeah. And we've talked about... Someone mentioned it. What do we say? Like $1 per hour?
Like, it's coming up in conversations between people about, like, This is what they said. This is the standard. And it's a pretty good fucking grade. Like, you cannot, if you get 2 hours of a $2 game, you cannot complain.
Yeah.
You cannot. True. And it goes all the way up
to 2 hours of quality.
Yeah.
Any other form of entertainment, you spend a lot more per hour.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Movies, you're paying, you know, $14 for 2 hours. So,
Also movies is, you literally has no additional cost, whereas computer games have the computer that you're deferring or splitting between
driving all there and putting up with the whatever woman is with you.
Yeah, but $80 worth of popcorn.
Yeah, God, those prices on those things are ridiculous.
Yeah,
Chad impressed the shit out of me last time. We went and I was like, dude, let's get drunk while we go watch movies. Of course. Yeah, it's me saying let's get drunk. Not only does he show up in a like Nordstrom's bag because we're at a mall, he's like, oh, it's obvious. You know, we're just shopping. That thing is filled with Mountain Dews, which is okay, cool. But the vodka was already in it.
I had pre-mixed it back at the house. So I actually brought individual containers for all four.
And this led me to pissing 9 times during a 45-minute movie or something like that.
That was for Avengers 2, right?
No, that was for Ex Machina.
Oh, fuck.
Which I can recommend. It's a thinking man's movie.
I don't know.
I had a very strange experience. Did I tell you guys what happened when I saw that movie?
Does it involve lotion?
No, I was...
Clown lotion.
I was watching that movie, Ex Machina. I went and saw it like maybe 3 weeks ago with a buddy of mine. And me and him are like sitting pretty much front row. Like it was a full house. And we're sitting up there.
You're on your lap?
Practically. It's a packed theater. Like right at the climax of that movie. Like right when like the music is like crescendoing and like the big buildup. You know what point I'm talking about? I'm not going to spoil it for anyone. But literally on a plot diagram at like the apex of that, where, you know, right before the conflict resolution is about to happen, at that exact moment, the dude sitting next to me stands up and starts yanking on his buddy, like, sideways, and starts yelling, he's choking, he's choking. So, like, first of all, I'm, like, fully engaged in the movie. I'm like, oh, my God. And then all of a sudden, this dude pulls this shit, and he's, like, giving this dude the sideways Heimlich. And I'm like, no, dude. And I point to the guy behind him. I'm like, you gotta get underneath, like, under his stomach and pull. You can't, like, this guy's doing it all wrong. Then I look over, and I'm like, I think he's sleeping because I look at the dude that apparently is choking and he looks like he's just passed out. And like finally the guy wakes up and
sleep apnea? I guess so.
Like the dude, yeah, he wasn't choking. He was just fell asleep and his buddy freaked out. So yeah.
Weird, man.
I mean, the funniest part about it is the
kind
time
of
relieve
all the tension that was built up.
Well, I mean,
he's just alive.
Yeah.
You know, when you're at a theater, you get so involved in the movie and that's all you're paying attention to. So when that happened, it just totally shifted gears. It was so weird.
Wow.
Now I had heard everything that like going into that movie, super great, amazing. You know, so I guess my expectations were a little high. I thought it was a really good movie. Not great though.
Yeah.
What about you?
I was not thrilled with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing to note about it is it's what's his name's like directorial debut. The guy who's written a lot of stuff, but he's never directed.
Yeah. See, that's where I got fucked up because Danny Boyle's name was in that mix, but this is the guy that directs. No, that
this
writes
is the guy
for,
that wrote for Danny Boyle.
Yeah, for Danny Boyle. Yeah.
He did like 28 Days Later.
And I just saw directed by Danny Boyle, but it's not true. It's like produced by him. Mm. So that's where I got fucked up. Yeah. But I'm not upset that I went and paid for it.
Yeah, Alex Garland, that's the guy.
Yeah.
Kind of related to that. About
that Asian girl was so hot. I thought.
Okay.
On the side note.
Fair enough. About being immersed like that, do you guys get that way when you play video games, or is it the interaction pulls you a little bit out of it? Because literally when you're watching a movie, you can just sit and watch, but the video games you have to interact with.
Mm-hmm.
Does that, do you guys ever get, like, when your character falls off a building or something, do you, like, freak out a little bit, or does that ever
happen?
For
me, the more of that that's there, the better the game I think it is.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say in general, games are more immersive than movies.
Do you think so?
Just because they're interactive.
And because,
right. But some are way more immersive than others.
Yeah. I mean, there's things you can do to make it so.
That's why I'm not generally a fan of top-down things, because there's no immersion for me.
Mm-hmm. But I mean,
person, a little bit.
Well, even on games that aren't like super immersive, I'd still say those are more immersive than movies. Because I mean, talking to someone who's playing a game on their cell phone, it's like you're talking to a freaking dog. You know, it's like they don't really hear anything that you're saying. You know,
was that
exactly?
I don't know, because when I'm watching movies, a lot of times I forget the audience is there. Like I don't realize like the screen is the entirety of my world, and I never really get that when I play video games. You know,
maybe you're too busy fucking yelling at this fucking screen.
Maybe if you played video games on a big giant screen with audio and, I don't know, headphones help.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to this question we were talking about. So must buy games based on price. I know I added to this thread Call of War as Gunslinger. It was recently on sale for $375 on Humble Bundle.
Yeah,
and that game frequently goes on sale for under $4, and at that price you absolutely have to get it. This is probably, I think, 2013 my favorite game of the year was probably Bioshock Infinite, but now that I've played this game, that's probably my runner-up. Now it was so good,
I really got to play that.
Yeah.
David is winning. We're thinking the same way here. Binding of Isaac, I mean, I've got fuck shit hours
yeah.
is what I got in that game. And between the first and the second, and now there's going to be an expansion for the second one called Afterbirth, which is the perfect
Afterbirth
name.
Yeah. Oh God,
I know. And and they were talking about like at least 100 plus more hours worth of content.
Wow.
So it's just like, I love that game so
much. So I don't see you for the next 2 months after that comes out. Awesome.
Well, Salufo posted in there, brought up roguelikes in general, and I definitely agree with that. I mean, roguelikes are probably your best investment. I mean, if you think about it that way, price per, you know, enjoyment, then yeah, I mean, FTL, Faster Than Light, was like the first, I'd say, real roguelike that I ever played.
Yeah.
And I played so much of that. And it's amazing how much of that game you can play. And I beat it like once on easy. I never beat it on normal because it's a very difficult game. You got to unlock more ships to be able to progress a little. But even though I've never technically like beat the game, I've spent so much time and it's all been really enjoyable.
We should, like, as a bit or something, like, force each other to play like 4 hours of whatever the other one says every week, or at least once, to see how it comes out.
For me, as far as this questioner listener question is concerned, I think initially I go straight to MOBAs because, one, they're free to play. They have, it's hours and hours. Like, technically, in Smite, you wouldn't have had to have spent any money.
Right.
And if you...
Never.
I mean, you have spent money,
yeah,
but you didn't have to.
Because I wanted, for two reasons. One, I want to support the developers of the game that I enjoy so much. And two, god damn, that skin is sweet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Smite is really an accurate representation of most free-to-play games, though. I mean, all their stuff that you pay is mostly
MOBAs,
cosmetic.
Though.
Yeah,
yeah, well, MOBAs, but I don't even know. Well,
because like most of our
Smite, and so is
League of Legends. Yeah. Like almost all of our listeners, I'm sure, have played one MOBA or another, and they're all free to play.
Smite, you can buy a character, or you can buy the God Pack for like $30 and get all gods. Yeah. As soon as they're released, come out, which you can't do in other MOBAs. But a lot of MOBAs, see, I don't know. They're great just for the type of game that they are. But you see a lot of these free-to-play games, and they are designed to make money in other ways. And really, you end up spending more money on a free-to-play game than you would on a game that just charges something initially up front.
Well, you particularly hate the free-to-play model.
I think it's great, this one particularly.
You know, Smite, I'd say Smite did it very well.
But
probably the best it's ever been.
Done. I would bet you Smite right now is regretting the God Pack being created because now
they're still available.
They're now up to like 80 gods, and you know, like at some point,
they're still available.
Yeah,
I think their whole motto is, you know, make our product so undeniably good that everybody will want to, everybody will love it so much that they'll want skins because they play it so much. Yeah. That's the best way about it.
And League of Legends does the same thing. You know, Dota does the same thing. Like, I just think bang for your buck. If you're into the multiplayer thing, I think MOBAs have the best bang for your buck because it's literally free.
You know? Speaking of bang for your buck, I played a game recently. Let me tell you what's going on in this game, and then you tell me what the value is, maybe. Fully 3D, great music, no bugs, plays ultra smoothly. You play as a caster, which is like a wizard, but you can run around super fast. The action is fast and furious. Terrain deformation.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes into some of the puzzle solving that's going on during the chaos. Like sometimes you need to take away land or make land, but this is all while shooting lasers and the lighting's great. So far from what I've told you guys.
Yeah.
What do you
sounds
think?
Good.
What would you pay for something like that?
I mean, it sounds good so far, but you didn't say length of the game or like
the quality
of the experience. That's the worst way to sell a game is to describe it to someone vocally.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, but
It sounds good.
The way I chose to do it. What do you want me to draw pictures? God damn.
Yeah, can you draw something? All right, so it's sounding good so far. Maybe I'll go in for 15 or something. Maybe.
Okay, Bobby, it was 3.3 hours long. I think for me.
Oof. Mm. I'm changing my mind then.
3.3 hours, like the entire game content.
I think, and that's pushing it because I was idle a lot. Hmm. So probably 2 hours.
Wow.
So according to our,
I was having sex.
According to our numbers, that should cost me $2.
Yeah. Okay.
So how much was it?
And 20 what was cents.
It? 20 cents?
20 cents.
That's and like one was, way heroics. Remember?
Yeah. It was really enjoyable.
47 cents.
I did Chad's little fucking trick. what's on sale this week by highest rating.
Yeah.
It was up there. It's called Caster. It looks like a Nintendo 64 game. It came out in 2009.
Okay.
You play it. You run around. The music's great. Lighting's cool.
Your rig can play it since you've got the shittiest rig on the group.
Oh, you son of a bitch. you son of a bitch. The characters are diverse enough. You know, you get through the first world and you're like, wow, that's too easy. Second world actually gets pretty challenging. And
it's saying here in the description there's terrain deformation.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like I said, terrain deformation like 4 minutes ago. Welcome to the podcast, Bobby. I'll be your host.
Bobby's drunk. Don't worry about it.
No, I was trying to pull this game up on Steam while you were talking.
Does
about
it look
it.
Like poop, Bobby?
It does look like an N64 game. Yeah, I mean, not the edges aren't very sharp, but it really does look like Mario 64 or something.
Yeah,
very positive reviews though. I mean, out of 2,500, 84% positive.
Yeah, the
2 hours though.
20 cents though.
I know 20 cents. No, I'm
best 20 cents. Yeah. 20 gaming, best 20 gaming cents. I've paid $7 for a goddamn Smite skin. $7.
Do you know 20 cents is less than 10 minutes of parking in downtown San Diego? So
that's true.
You could have gotten 10 minutes of parking or played this game for 2 hours. So.
And I'll park myself in my stupid ass seat and enjoy this game.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, it's not going to blow you away. This is the best game ever. But for 20 cents, I beat it in whatever, 2 hours. And it was fun and engaging and whatever. I had a great time.
Cool.
Really.
Yeah, I appreciate a game that's kind enough to do its thing and then leave quickly, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, you get to the last portion. It's like to be continued, more content to come. But it was made in 2009.
Obviously
and
not.
Then I went down this fucking research rabbit hole of like, who made this? He's got to be at a big developer now. So I go to their webpage. It's like a one, their webpage is screenshot. Or it's just like a picture. And anyway, it says a game made by a family. So I thought that was kind of cool. And then so I looked more and more into it, where they, so they made a new studio. They have a game coming out this year and it's on Kickstarter. And that's how I got on my Kickstarter kick.
But you didn't back this one, obviously.
It looks like dog shit. So it's a reverse tower defense. So, you know, you have things going forward.
Oh, you're trying
against
to...
towers. Yeah.
Gotcha.
It doesn't look very good at all. So
okay.
Didn't back it. So anyway. Yeah.
I got a game on sale this week. It's called Oceanhorn. And
well, Oceanhorn, that actually had a subtitle to it.
Yeah.
Oceanhorn, yeah. Monster of the Uncharted Seas.
Yep.
That sounds awful.
All names for my talk.
I saw you
playing
that.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
You know what it sounds like? I saw that name when you were playing it, and it reminded me of like all those games that they throw in bundles that you see in bundles for like 1,000 times, like a dollar for 8 games or something. But I looked at the screenshots of this game, and it looks really good. It looks like a new age Legend of Zelda or something.
And that's basically how it plays.
Oh, I saw you playing it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you watched me play a little bit.
Isometric, yeah?
Isometric.
Yeah.
It's got very much the Zelda feel. You got a shield that you can block.
Dude, direct ripoff of Zelda. I like everything.
Well, here's my guilty conscious saying that I've never played Zelda in any form.
Hmm.
So,
Bob, everything. Hold your shield, like at full health. At full health, do you shoot anything?
Like
when you swipe your sword?
No, it doesn't happen.
Oh, well, pretty much.
But you have a bow and arrow. You've got bombs that you can throw.
Yeah.
And then later on, you get boots that allow you to like leap one space increments or whatever.
And this isn't knocking it at all. This
no.
is like,
I mean,
yeah. Well, from
if
what
one
I know,
of the, if one of the games you want to emulate, Zelda is definitely up there on your list.
Yeah. I don't know when the last time somebody put any of this together, but the last list of greatest video games of all time had The Legend of Zelda as number one. So.
Yeah. And this game is clean. It's cute looking, right? Like, it's very bright and colorful. Like, you sit down and you just want to play it because it everything is bright and in your face. Did you play Wind Walker or Wind Waker?
No. The only Zelda games I played were on the Nintendo and Super Nintendo. This looks more like the N64 version.
Yeah,
like, Zelda 64. Or?
So there's they've got a bunch of islands and you can discover new islands, but then you get in your boat and you kind of go to the next island. So it's kind of got the boat thing that Wind Waker had, where you can get in your boat and travel to other places and do it.
Hmm.
A lot of fun. I've almost beat it. I've probably put in, it's probably been, I think, 8 or 9 hours or so. So it's got a decent bit of content. It's got some puzzles. I actually had to look one thing up on the internet, which I'm extremely disappointed with myself. But one of the things that I found out later is this game is also a mobile game.
Hmm.
And so at first I was like kind of pissed. Like, I'm playing a mobile game on my PC, and like I had noticed it's got achievements that, you know, not Steam achievements, but it's got inside in the island, you've got 3 different challenges. And if you get that, you earn XP and stuff. It kind of felt a little like a mobile game, but it's not a bad thing. It's very clean. The graphics don't feel like a mobile game, but at the same time, I'm like, man, I could have had this experience on my phone and had probably a good experience with it as well. So
not as good, but yeah.
I'm just curious how you guys feel. Like, if you play a game and then find out it's a mobile game, are you disappointed or like?
Well, had you never found that out, you would have had a great time and it would have never even come up.
True.
Yeah. Sometimes you can tell beforehand, though. And it's usually, I only have a problem with it if the controls are a little weird. Like, if I feel like, it's the same thing with a console. Like, I'm playing a lot of GTA 5 right now, and I can tell, like, yes, this was a console game first.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
And the PC game was an afterthought. You know, if it's like that, I had somewhat of a similar experience with Plague Inc. Evolved.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I played that, and I'm like, you know, this is still a pretty good game, even though it was a console game. It still feels like pretty well developed. But, you know, there have been games that I played and they were originally mobile games. I'm like, well, this is obviously just a shitty port and, you know, there's no reason. But a game like this, I think, would be better on the PC. I mean, I'm looking at Oceanhorn right now and it's, you know, it looks like it would be much better, maybe even with the controller.
Yeah, and it does feature controller support. I have been using mouse and keyboard. But and the graphics are clean. It doesn't feel like it's a shitty mobile port at all. Yeah. So
that's what kind of threw me off about Plague Inc. Evolved was the graphics looked just a little low resolution, like just a little bit, not too much, because you have this big map of the United States and these red dots pop
that
up.
Size.
And it didn't really seem.
But that's still early access. They might be cleaning that up.
Is it early access?
That game is really old. I've been playing that game for like 6 years. I've never won once.
Really?
Yeah, but that was on the mobile. I don't know if anything's changed. But the first year it came out, even on easy or whatever.
Well, they have like a campaign version. So I've worked my way through, I don't know, the first like 2 hours of the campaign version.
Yeah.
And, you know,
there's no campaign version on.
You have that on Family Share. Should I give that a go? I almost bought it at one point.
You might like it, Chad. The thing about that game, and I never even brought it up when I played it, just because I don't know, it didn't seem even worth talking about it. But the thing about that game is once you learn how to beat a level, then, like, that's it. You know how to beat the level. It's like a puzzle game almost. And there's really no challenge to it after that. But it is fairly complex for a game that was originally mobile. And I did have some good times with it. The funnest part is, of course, like naming your own virus.
What's it called again? Plague
Inc. Evolved.
And what did you name? The dude virus? Is that
what's going on? No, I think my fungus was Hoobastank, and my virus was like Chumbawamba. It was all like one-hit wonder bands, but yeah. But and when you win, it says like Hoobastank wiped out the world. It's like I knew that was going to happen. Yeah. But Oceanhorn, Monsters of the Sea is going for $8.99 right now. Originally retails for $14.99. That's pretty good. $9.
And I recommend at $9. I'm gonna play 9 hours worth. It's crisp. It's clean. It's fun. The voice acting is actually decent. I did notice a couple audio things that I wasn't thrilled about, but I think coming from a mobile game, the audio is probably not a high priority for them. So,
but it actually does have voices. It's not just text.
Yeah, that's cool. When you go into the cutscenes, it's definitely voice acting.
See, I never played. Do Zelda games have dialogue, like spoken dialogue?
No, I haven't played anything. I think it just...
Yeah, isn't like, it all text boxes?
I don't know about the newer ones.
Yeah. See, like I said, the last one I really played was the Super Nintendo one.
You were supposed to buy the Wii U so we could have played Smash Brothers. Yeah. But you never did.
Do
you? Speaking, though, you did kind of play a Smash Brothers clone. You want to talk about that one?
Sure.
So as soon as I read this, it was like, Smash Brothers clone... on the PC, what was the other selling point? They had one more selling. It was early access. That's a bad thing. There was like one more thing. And I was like, oh, this is getting bought. I looked at my girl. I was like, this is getting bought right now. It doesn't even know, but it's going to get bought.
It's already bought.
I love Smash Brothers so much. It's the best couch best couch versus game there
fighting.
Is.
Fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
party. It's almost a party game.
It's almost a party game because you got to have so much fun. And so I was about to buy it, and I was already at the purchase screen, and I said, wait, maybe Bobby owns this. And of course,
Bobby owns this.
And earlier,
What's it called, by the way?
Brawlhalla.
Like Brawlhalla?
Like Brawlhalla.
Brawlhalla.
Yeah. So they have that, and I was looking at a bunch of local co-op, because, you know, as I'm doing research for this podcast, my girl wants to be involved, so she likes local co-op, obviously.
Yeah,
things definitely. You can play on controller. And so we're actually supposed to all play before we play tonight, but whatever.
Next week.
That's why I'm going to skim over this. Oh, I had already also looked at Speedrunner.
Speedrunner.
Yeah. Speedrunners, yeah.
I looked at Speedrunner first, and I was like, it didn't quite get there where I was going to spend money on it. So we played Brawlhalla. And it falls way short of Smash Brothers.
Now, still early access, though.
Does it? Yeah, it's early. Very early. It's 1.15. So yeah. Very, very early. Their characters are very diverse and very cool art on all their characters.
I thought the characters were very, like, not interesting.
My problem with the characters is it doesn't matter who you pick.
Yeah.
They're all about the same thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because you can even change the stance of each one, which gives them different stats, which ends up being...
Yeah.
You could take the tank and make him an assassin if you want. High damage, low armor. So it doesn't really matter. It comes down to visually, really. There's no super moves in this game. I think this game really needs super moves. Something like what the current Smash Brothers has. You grab the super magic star, or whatever, and then you do something amazing. I think, but it's so early. I think, because right now there's a horn. You pick up the horn, it's supposed to do something super fantastic, and it does something okay.
Mm.
So I think eventually that maybe that horn will do a super move for your character.
I played a game or two with you, and the thing I didn't like about it was visually you couldn't tell if somebody was weak. You know, yeah. in Smash Brothers,
there's a percentage,
and the higher up he is, the easier it is he has to knock out.
The lighter he gets, which is so weird.
And this, you just couldn't tell if somebody was weak or not.
Yeah, you just got to attack everybody all the time as hard as you can, pretty much,
And you're right, like, there was basically two attacks, and you could do it in four directions, but there was nothing like...
The depth is not there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the characters in Smash Brothers, each character has... unique attacks and chains and different ways to do it.
There's not even one special move in this. Yeah. Game. Not to say it's not fun. If you get four friends together and you're playing, it's going to be a good time, but not as good as Smash Brothers. Yeah. That's all.
And it's probably not very expensive.
I wouldn't know, Bobby.
Speedrunners or Brawlhalla?
Brawlhalla.
Brawlhalla. I got that game before it came out. They were giving away free copies like for, if you voted yes on like the green light or something like that. So I can't remember, but what is that going for right now?
I want to say it was $14.99, but I'm not.
I think it's, either $14.99 or $9.99, something around there.
I would hold off a little bit unless you got a bunch of bros just sitting around the house and you're like in a frat house or something. It would totally work there.
If you're craving Smash Brothers.
If you don't have a Wii U.
Yeah.
But
if you're in a frat house, you got a Wii U, so it doesn't like...
You would imagine, right?
Yeah.
Somebody brought one from home.
Yeah.
I don't even think you can buy this game on Steam. Oh, there it is. $12.99. For the Founders Pack.
Yeah, I mean, even if you got a brother at home, you guys, local co-op, whatever, it's fine. What I think is a little more fleshed out, but not much, is Speedrunners. Now, Speedrunners is what... Mario Kart would be if Mario Kart was superheroes running in a maze and it was 2D.
Is this a running game?
It's a running game.
Okay.
But you're running in a maze. Well, not really a maze. It's a vertical. Instead of going around in circles, you're going vertical circles. You're going around. You go right, then down, then left, then up. Does that make any sense?
Okay. Gotcha.
Right? So the whole time you can pick up power-ups just like you do in
Mario Kart.
Yeah. And you could shoot missiles. You could put fake boxes behind you. All that stuff.
Okay.
And you have grappling hooks to like... You could grab the person and physically put him behind you. And you're running the whole time. If you outrun somebody enough, they'll die. And then you get a point. Huh. So there's that. But,
so it's not like laps. It's laps.
You just keep going laps until you outrun somebody or you go long enough that the game goes into like sudden death or whatever. And then the edges of the screen close in on you until like it's weird because you don't want to push too hard or fall too far behind. And it makes, I mean, there's not a ton of depth here, but it was very entertaining. And, really cool. I mean, you're superheroes. There's a really buff dude dressed as a pink unicorn. There's a guy who wants to be Batman. There's a guy that's like a tiki guy that's on fire. It was really cool.
Is this also four player?
Yeah. Both of these are four player. Both of these are local co-op or you can go online. I will come back to you next week with a little more information on these because I only put about 10 minutes into each one of them. So, but yeah, they're cool. They're fun.
But right now you like speedrunners better.
I go with speedrunners. The UI on both of them are dog shit.
Are they both early dog access shit. Though, right?
Yeah, they're both very early access.
And what? So. How much is speedrunners going for, Bobby?
Let me pull that one up. But I can tell you right now, Speedrunners is one of those games you'll see all the time in a bundle on Humble Bundle or IndieGala or something.
Okay, so it's...
Yeah, you could probably get it on G2A.com for super cheap. I mean, on Steam, it's $9.99.
So, a little side story on G2A. I was like, oh, Bobby's been hyping G2A up. You know, like, it's got to be cheaper. So, I lost a bet on Hearthstone to a buddy, and I owed... him 10 packs on Hearthstone.
Wait, let's get into the bet and what happened here.
So it's a guy that I work out with, and I we did our body fat percentage, and
I need to cut you off. If you guys are hearing a bunch of different sounds that you don't usually hear, it's because everybody's sick as fuck apparently.
Yeah.
And I was at work yesterday, and you can probably tell that my voice is a little off. Yesterday,
it's got a little bit of sultriness to it.
Today. Yesterday it was like this, and my coworker, I didn't provoke him at all. I was just talking to customers. I was like, and he came up to me and he's like, "You sound like Geralt."
Geralt.
I was like,
from
what?
Witcher, huh?
Yeah, from The Witcher.
Because we talked last week about how he was a little overacted.
A bit overacted. Yeah. And I was like, dude, this is my voice. What are you talking about?
Yeah. So, anyways. I've been blowing my nose. That's what you're hearing.
And Bobby.
And you. Yeah. Not yet.
I'm pretty sure you guys got me sick because about a week ago, no, 2 weeks ago, I was perfectly fine. I came over here. We recorded the podcast. The next day, I went home and went to bed, like, because I got to be to bed at like 9. I wake up and boom, immediately sick. Like, just almost instantaneously.
That was probably, I probably am the origin. I'm the Hoobastank of this particular virus.
Call back. Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah. So.
You got it.
Anyways, so what were we talking about? Oh, I bet a buddy at work that I work out with that I had a lower body fat percentage than he did.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I did not have a lower body fat percentage. So I owe this, and we sit on our bike on the, we do cardio and play Hearthstone. So I owed this dude 10 Hearthstone packs. So I went on to G2A and they've got Hearthstone packs and they're a certain price. And I was about to buy it. And dude's like, I think it's cheaper to just buy it on
straight up.
And I was like, no, like this is G2A. Like this has got the best prices. And so I went on Hearthstone and yep, sure enough, they're actually selling on G2A Hearthstone packs for more money than
I think a lot of that has to do with where currencies are at
could be definitely
exactly. You got to remember that you're paying I think well it varies but on most games that I bought on G2A I've had to pay like a 40 cent transaction fee or something because it's international but there's a little bit on top of that as well and Hearthstone packs go for what $1.99
well one pack is $1.99 but then you can get like the 5-pack and you can get the 15-pack.
Oh, I see.
So you can
individually they're probably better on G2A.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay.
But once you start getting into the packs, it's not cheaper.
I want to mention that next time.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
all right. So last week I kind of talked about how I was hoping to get into a MMO or I was open to that idea and I was surprised at how many people actually contacted me about that and wanted to join up on my MMO crusade.
Yeah, but, let's do this.
But GTA 5.
Stop being fucking surprised about your celebrity.
Yeah.
My celebrity. You're a goddamn internet celebrity.
Yeah.
Now,
what? By the way, can I get an update on the Steam rank? What are you at right now?
Oh, I haven't checked in forever. I actually
fuck off. I'll check every.
He's got the smirk.
Every hour on the hour.
No, I mean that's a whole other story. I haven't leveled since the last badge I crafted was January 4th, and there's a reason for that. I have a whole new master plan on how to power level.
I get it. You're gonna get everything together and do it all at once
during the Steam sale. Yes, during the Steam summer sale or winter sale is the best time to level up. I have this whole plan. I was going to do a video on it, but I don't know if I'm going to get it up in time. Plus, I kind of need some footage of actually doing it. So maybe I'll do it and then put it up for the winter sale. But it's all based on speculation, based on past trends of Steam and their sales and market prices of cards. And I mean, I could explain it, but I don't think anybody would retain any of that. And
okay, you guys are too dumb to understand.
Specifically, you and I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I mean, I would need, I would probably need like a whiteboard to explain all this shit. But yeah, I got this
charts
whole new-
and graphs. We're going to, next week's charts and graphs.
Charts and graphs.
So, okay, last time you checked, where are you at?
Well, the highest I ever got was like 20 or 19, but at this point, I mean, I'm level 329 and the highest level is 569 and there's gotta be, I don't know, 50. Yeah, there's probably 50 people. And you gotta remember that at the level I am right now, it would take $20 to $30 per level if I were to, I mean, it's going to be cheaper the way that I do it, much, much cheaper. But if I were to be doing what I was doing the other time, it would probably be around $20 per level.
Damn. What's funny about this is like, I don't really care about the whole leveling or where you're at in this or anything like that. But when he's keeping the secret, it sounds so juicy. I'm like, I want to know that even though I wouldn't know what he was saying, I want to hear it all.
Well, my strategy is basically,
Don't do it, Bob.
No, I can assume it's the exact same thing that the highest level guy, Palm Desert is. If you look him up on Steam, he's like 569. But,
here's a picture of him in his wall.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely positive this is how this guy's doing it, just from watching him and also just putting other shit together myself. But when the Steam sale actually happens, which is supposedly going to be June 11th to 20th this year, we'll know for sure. And if anyone's interested, hit me up and I'll let you in. This is not like super secret, like trade secrets, man. I'll let anybody in on this, but it's, you know, it's basic economics.
Supply and demand.
Wow. I've never heard.
So after we got off,
I've never seen such a smirk. That smirk burst into a smile.
Straight up smile.
And what's funny is he's fighting it.
Yeah, he was. He's really hard.
He's jovial. Jovial Bobby.
I'm just thinking if like I could, if I actually applied my mental powers towards like something, to like stocks or something. It's like maybe I can make some real money, but no.
Yeah, and then we could get that podcast room like you were talking about.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm just waiting for you to get a... I'm done with Chad. I need you to get a house big enough that has a pool house. I'm going to move in. I will provide...
You've given up on me. Okay. That sucks. Unfortunate. Anyways, you were talking about a game.
Grand Theft Auto 5. It is... It's not really an MMO, the online version, but it's enough of an MMO for me that this is kind of what I've been playing a hell of a lot of. I think I'm up to like 28 hours, and this is just in the last two weekends, and I've been playing just so much of this game, and primarily online. I may have fucked up my single player playthrough, but I'll look up some fixes for that. Just a word on the single player. I do like how they switch between characters. I haven't played a GTA since Miami... or Vice City. But I can kind of assume that every GTA game is the same. You start off as a petty criminal, work your way up the ranks to like some sort of kingpin or something. But this is completely different. I mean, you can bounce around between three characters. One of them is just kind of getting into the game. The other guy's like kind of retired. And then the third dude is just batshit crazy. And so you see the same thing from three different angles. And it's cool. It's a great, great story. It's a lot of fun, but the online mode is just where it's at. I'm having so much fun with this, but the fucking loading times. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Let's shit on GTA, will we?
Yeah.
Loading times are horrendous. Even if you're playing single player, it takes forever for you to get in.
They aren't as bad on single player. The online is where they're really, really bad.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, if you got fast hard drives. Yeah. If you got an SSD, then it's probably not too bad.
With that chipmunk that you've got in there running your computer.
But even for an SSD. To get it in where he can.
Even for an SSD, I'm like, this shit is taking long.
Seriously.
Yeah,
seriously. But the online, and here's the problem with it. If you're just running around in the open world and then a heist pops up and you're like, yeah, I'll join that. And then it says, oh, this heist is full. Sorry. And then you go, okay, I'll go back to the open world. Like, it has to load for that shit. It's like, I didn't even get into the match. Why are you loading again? Like, everything you do, it's like, oh, you want to go to the menu? Loading. You want to switch your weapon? Loading. It's like everything you do in this game is a fucking loading screen. It's so annoying.
It was over a year to get it on PC, right?
Yeah.
It was over a year. And I feel like they didn't do shit for 9.5 months. And then at the very end, they were like, oh, yeah, do that thing that we need to do to put it on the PC. Like, the UI is dog shit.
Yeah, which is terrible.
If you've listened to this podcast before... That you know, that's my number
big
one.
On UI for some reason.
It's my number one pet peeve, I think, in gaming is the UI. It's some, I've said it a million times. If you don't want to design your own, steal somebody else's, you know, or at least they're just their general idea. Somebody good, somebody like Endless Legend.
Yeah.
I mean, how much did we talk about how to do this? Chad's like, how do I do this? Bobby's like, I don't know. 28 hours he's put in. 28 yeah. hours of, and he can't help you do whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
Well, the first time we were online, the first time we were online together, we were playing with Dr. Mops, and he had played together. He's like, I power level to 15 because, oh, okay, cool. How do we do this and this and this? He's like, you guys are fucking retards pretty much because we could not figure out. But he was like, I was the same way when I played.
Yeah.
You can't. What do you call that? It's more than just UI. I know that the game offers so much that it's like we were talking about with Steam earlier. There's just so many options that it's hard to kind of put it all in. But this is console-itis at its worst.
Yeah.
This really is obviously set up for somebody on a controller and not a keyboard. I was like, why can I not get to that thing in the corner?
Well, there's some, aside from the UI, there's some basic problems with just the keybinds. I mean, you can't reload when your gun while you're driving, because while you're driving, R changes your view. So I don't know if there's a different key. I mean, when you're running around, R reloads. Press R, you reload. And when you're in your car, it's like changes your view. So instinctively, you always hit R to reload, and you end up changing your view, usually during a crucial moment. Not only that, but scroll up will change your weapon. But if you iron sight, if you zoom in by holding the right click button, then scroll up will zoom in even further like a scope.
Well, that makes sense.
So, yeah, but the problem is sometimes if you right click and then start scrolling up too soon, then you change your gun when you're trying to zoom in. It's a very thin line and you got to hit it just right. So you got to almost wait a second after you iron sight.
My annoyance is scroll up changes your weapon and scroll down changes your
radio
stereo
station while you're driving. Yeah.
Like using scroll up and scroll down in different manners is the most counterintuitive thing like I've ever seen.
So can we go? Oh, geez. My compatriots are dying, guys. They're dying. So can we go fantastic game, subpar port? I guess is our final assessment on that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't played the console version of this game, and I don't know shit about consoles anyway. Maybe it was this bad on the console.
Port.
Port. So you're saying, you know, it was great on the console, and then it got shitty when it came to the PC.
Well, I think he's saying this.
Maybe it was shitty on
the game
console.
Itself is great.
Yeah, but maybe, like, the UI and all that was shit on the console, too. But, you know, people never really...
But what we're saying...
I got real serious, guys. I looked around the mic and looked right into Bobby's eyes. And I said port.
Well, what I think we're saying is taking all that other stuff away, when you just get to play the game is amazing.
Yeah, yes. When you finally get it going.
Oh, yeah. And we should say that. Once we did get into jobs together and we were playing
Which I
together,
almost had quit the game four times prior to it.
The rage monster over here was like, this is bullshit. I jump up just over and over and over. Meanwhile, Bobby and I are trying to get shit done. We need to communicate so that Chad can join us. He's so mad and irate. And he's like, I know that finger hit the escape key a couple times.
I'm trying to quit out of Last Man Standing. Yeah. And I can't get out of Last Man Standing. And it's pissing me off because the score is 42-6. And I'm playing against a guy that's level 252 and I'm level 7. Like, why are we together in a game? In what world should a level 252 guy just have his random rape sex with me because I'm level 7? You know, it's like, well, like, what in what world does that make sense in? Like,
well, in a world where one headshot from you can still kill him.
But I did that about 8 times.
Oh, okay.
But I've got an SMG and this guy's got a rocket launcher that homes in or something. I don't know what the fuck he's rocking.
Issues like that are what I feel probably plagued the console version as well.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think the loading times are bad on the PC, they got to be even worse on the console, right? I mean, a lot of these things, a lot of the complaints we have about it, like I can't blame it entirely on being a port. I mean, a lot of things I can blame on that, but there's still some like fundamental problems with this game.
At this point, the money they're making, I mean, they're a phenomenon. They need to get some dudes in there to write some algorithms to figure this whole shit out.
Well, I think it falls under the Madden dilemma that they have. Like, Madden is exclusive. They have no competition. What is driving them to be better? There's no GTA killer that has come out. So why are they... Like, the game's still amazing. The game, like conceptually, is still good. And there's definitely cracks in the concrete, so to speak. But the structure is still, like, a very... Well, you said you'd pay $100 for the game.
Yeah.
Do you still you still sell that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, obviously the game is amazing.
A lot of that was based on the first, the single player,
though. Yeah.
Which you stay away from the UI and everything like that. But,
for sure.
But look at me. I'm the best looking person and smartest in my peers. And I still strive to be better. But,
you know,
they could learn from me, I guess.
I don't know. All our flaws, and it was voted as best game of all time, or according to Metacritic, is the best game of all time. So obviously, they don't.
Well, let's get into it. Once we did jobs together, it was some of the most fun we've ever had together, honestly. Yeah. But we don't play that. Let's put the caveat that we don't play games together that often. But co-op together against PC, like
that was fun.
Really fun
when we were doing
really,
the
really fun.
And I'm so excited to do heists. With you guys?
Yeah, me
too. Like, that's why I bought the game, is to do heists with you guys.
So, you guys have probably all done all this, but this is my first time, and I was hacking this thing, and I didn't understand how to hack it. And these guys are talking
back. I could have told you the answer was cream pie from the start.
They're talking back and forth to each other about, they're like, okay, kill that guy. Oh man, the cars are getting shot up. Wait, shit. And then, right when you know that everything's gone to shit, they're like, the gate's not open. And that's my job, right? So I've been fucking around with this thing.
We're like, sitting on our two cars are sitting in front of the gate, and the security guards are just shooting us.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, but to me, I'm seeing a very basic 2D.
It's like a slot machine.
Like a slot machine, I guess. Yeah. So I'm looking at that. So it doesn't really, it doesn't have much to do with me except for, like, every time you're wrong. It's just like a little, like, hey, you got that wrong. Okay. So finally I get it right. I figured out how it works. And I put it all together. The code is Chad.
Cream pie.
Yeah, cream pie. And I did not abort. Yes. And call back. Yeah. And so as soon as I get it right, it goes to the aka real world. And the gate opens. These motherfuckers are raring to go.
Just peel out.
Yeah, they peel out and run me over. Run me over and they take off. Fucking assholes. But I felt like, one, part of the crew.
Yeah.
Two, like, I was helping my buddies out.
And we were doing different jobs, which is cool. And
everybody had their own job.
That's what the heist, I imagine, is like, too. Like, everybody's got their own job.
Yeah, on the shooting jobs, I took a vantage point because I have a sniper rifle, and I was like, before you guys start this, let me get its own. It feels so realistic. I was like, let me get a vantage point before we start this.
Yeah.
Great stuff. But tons of dog shit to try to get there.
Yeah.
45 minutes, maybe? Setting up?
With me rage quitting half the time because I'm waiting for you guys to try to finish your two-player heist. So.
Yeah. But to give it a little bit of credit, it is one of the biggest worlds I have ever been in. I mean, other than World of Warcraft, like, this game or this map that you're in of Los Santos is so huge and so intricate. I mean, when you get up close to the actual buildings and people, the graphics really aren't that high resolution, but there's just so much of it. There's little alleyways and cars parked everywhere, and every one of them you can, like, dent and scratch, and, like, pieces of cars fall off. Like, it's just incredible, like, the level of detail on this game.
Witcher's a lot bigger, too. It's like 6.5 times bigger.
Yeah, but for some reason, that's just not the same when it's single player.
It's mostly bushes.
Yes, that's true.
Bushes and trees.
Yeah.
I read somewhere that the biggest video game map of all time was one of the Ultima games. No. What's Morrowind?
Oblivion?
I think it's one of the Oblivion games, but not Skyrim.
Yeah. Morrowind, or
I think it's the one before Morrowind.
Was there final? I mean, I think I read about this all the time, but somebody was redoing Morrowind in Skyrim, and it's
that was the third one, right? Done. Morrowind was
Oblivion actually is almost done, and Skyrim. I don't know about the other ones.
And Oblivion was the one before Skyrim, and then Morrowind was the one before that.
Yeah. I think both are being worked on right now.
All right. Well, let's move on to news here. We only got a few things, but let's bring it up. Yeah. WildStar is going free to play. We kind of talked about that for a minute last week when we were talking about MMOs.
Well, you had started talking about your MMOs, but you're going to get into GTA 5.
Yeah, that's going to be my thing for a while.
So all my talk of Secret World that I can't get you to play, and you own the game. And I can't get you to play at least a little bit of Secret World.
Yeah, but you were playing mostly single player. And when I play MMOs, I'm looking for that that community.
And I think it does have that. And I just choose not to do that because I'm much more of a single player. I kind of want to experience it myself.
Yeah.
But I think...
said it was a lot of puzzles as well, too.
It's true. It's true. But I think if you got an hour or two, I think you should give it a go. Give it a try.
I played like 15 minutes of it. I should at some point get back into it. But I really liked WildStar. I played this very, very early beta, but it was really rough back then. But it seemed like it had a lot of potential.
It did, but it just never panned out. Like, it did some interesting stuff that never took it to the next level. Like, they did area of effect abilities and you saw it on the ground, but it never, like, I don't know. It just, it felt half done at all times while it started.
Maybe because you played it so early?
Maybe. But maybe
it's fleshed out now, but obviously they didn't get the player base that they wanted to.
Well, I'm sure they still made a profit on it. Like those type of big MMOs, they still turn profit usually.
Yeah, well, we'll see if... I never heard anything about it after it initially came out, so I don't know. Maybe it'll be more in the spotlight now that it's free to play.
Yeah.
I think it's been said. MMOs are on their way out, I guess. It just seems like MOBAs, and it's just too many.
There's
too many other options at this point.
I just never see MMOs as going out. Like, in my mind, maybe first-person shooters are down, but down is never out. Like, I never see a point where we're just not going to play first-person shooters, and I never see a point where we're not going to play MMOs. Yeah.
There was dark days of 2D fighters, too. Like, Street Fighter, like somewhere around Street Fighter 3, Third Strike.
Yeah.
Nobody was playing that shit. But then Street Fighter 4 came out, and then, now they have their tournaments.
MMOs, in my mind, are the closest to, like, what you would envision, like, a real-world simulator would be. You know, it's a lot of people... A lot of things to do, and it's the genre, I think, is just too big to...
Maybe
to,
VR to, will to bring be back.
Yeah.
Too.
Speaking of VR.
Yeah.
To the Oculus.
Go ahead. After you guys.
Stop.
The Oculus VR said, they came out and said that what their goal is... So that you can actually... Bobby's so upset with me right now.
He's not smirking.
No. It's obvious. Almost a frown.
Yeah.
For you, if you were just a dude on the street and never played anything, but you heard about this Oculus thing, and it's so amazing for you to go from street level, you know, never had a PC, to having a VR full experience, or let's say minimum experience, is $1,500. And Chad, I brought this up to you, and you said it sounds expensive.
Yeah, that sounds way expensive.
$1,500, including the computer that you would need to run it.
Yeah.
Correct.
That still sounds ridiculously expensive.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, if you don't own a computer that's able to run the Oculus Rift, then you probably don't know... You probably aren't into gaming. You probably don't know a whole lot about computers. Right. Like, this is probably not something you're even interested in. I mean, if you're a console player, then...
Yeah, but how much are they saying the computer component of that is?
Well, the Oculus Rift, they're saying, is going to be about $300.
Yeah, two to four. So, yeah, majority of that.
So, I mean, $1,200 for a computer, that's not a whole lot.
Really?
Not to us.
For a gaming computer.
What did you just pay on two components?
$500, but those were the... Two most total? Expensive, yeah.
For a hard drive and a graphics card? I mean, that's the thing, though. If you're building a gaming computer, you're spending at least $200 on a graphics card on the low end. And I mean, you can spend less, but if you want something that's going to perform...
Well, yeah. I'm just saying that consoles are coming out with VR sets, consoles are $300 and the VR sets are going to be $300. So consoles are offering the same, maybe not the same experience, but a similar experience for $600 to $700. So now they come out and say $1,500. I don't know how that's selling anybody that was having a console, because let's be honest, the only people that are buying the whole set are people that used to play consoles and now want to play the
let me throw out a theory. Okay. So you're Joe the plumber.
Mm-hmm.
And,
can I be Mario the plumber?
Sure, whatever.
Okay.
And
I'm Mario.
And you're watching the news one day and you see a story on PlayStation comes out with its VR device and kids are loving it and blah, blah, blah. And it goes through whatever. And then you see the next night, you're like,
God, how long is this out? Hypothetical?
Yeah. I don't know where it's going.
The product came out later. And it's called the Oculus Rift and it's for computers and it puts you into these virtual environments that people are making up, and you can put yourself in Tahiti next week at the cost of like $5 an hour or whatever the fuck it is. And it looks amazing. All I'm saying is that the person that doesn't game either way is probably going to, maybe because I'm a PC gamer, is probably going to lean towards the computer side because they already have a computer and
but they consoles. They don't have a computer that will play this.
Correct. Yeah. But they have a house computer that they pay their bills on, as opposed to consoles, which they view as childish.
I just don't know. $1,500 sounds exorbitant to me. To do any sort of experience at home, if you're asking,
but like, you're also including,
you're not paying $1,500 for your TV anymore or anything else. Like $1,500 is a lot of money now. It shocked me how much they're talking about.
You're making my kind of money.
Apparently. I really don't think a lot of people are going to be buying a computer just so they can get the Oculus Rift.
Well, obviously they thought this was important enough to announce.
Yeah.
And so obviously there's a reason they're announcing.
They probably
it.
Had a meeting.
It just like that's kind of
the only reason they announced this was because the Oculus Rift actually released its minimum specs.
Yeah.
Like it's recommended and minimum specifications for running it.
So maybe somebody extrapolated from that. What?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what they did. So, okay, well, if you need this, you know, Windows 8.1, this amount of RAM, this type of video, at least this type of video card, like all that shit added up, you would need this. But the thing is, everybody who's going to buy an Oculus Rift already has that or something close to it.
Except for Mello, because he's got the shit rig.
This is where we disagree. I honestly believe that something like the Oculus is going to transcend. I believe that people are going to go on vacations. Sitting in their massage chair.
It won't until the applications are there that do all this.
You can see what it's like to be an astronaut from the beginning all the way to the top.
But they don't have the shit. Until the applications are there, until the games are there, until the titles are there, until those experiences are there. People aren't going to be interested in that. So this has to come out first, and then the applications and all these other things have to come out next.
Okay, sure.
And how many people are going to be designing experience Rome on your VR set?
I mean, that's all there is. I mean, the majority of it right now is experiences, not games.
I'm just a little more skeptical than you, and maybe Bobby. I don't know. Bobby's always skeptical.
No, I'm more skeptical than all you guys.
Okay, I guess I'm middle of the road then. And I want this VR. Sorry, I'm dying.
Well, the fundamental problem with VR is that it seems a little excessive. I mean, you can already control a computer and do a million little things with the flick of a wrist and the press of a button. You know, why do you want to strap on a giant headset and pretend you're in outer space? I mean,
I'm not that skeptical.
They were saying that, I mean, if you stare at a computer screen and look at like, high resolution pictures of space. Yeah, that's like for some people being in space. I mean, this obviously might be the next best thing, but I don't know if it's going to catch fire. We'll see, but I don't know. I mean, we've all tried the first version of the Oculus Rift.
Yeah.
I mean,
and that was.
I don't want to go on from there. We're just going to argue and argue.
Yeah.
But speaking of Catch Fire, Bobby, did you start looking at Halt and Catch Fire?
No. I told you I don't watch TV, really.
But it's important. And we it's highly
on Netflix.
Recommend
it's on Netflix.
It just for you.
Yeah.
We specifically
you
said,
watch the first you
time. Really have a hard time getting into shows where the cover art is just a bunch of people looking very serious and staring.
You have a girlfriend, right? Like you spent time with her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you guys like watch shows together and stuff. just put this one on. You'll get into it. She'll get into it. I guarantee you.
Oh, and by the way, we're not saying everybody that listens to the podcast, all billion of you,
yeah,
shouldn't go watch it. I'm saying for Bobby, this is the greatest show. It's about PCs in the
early 80s.
Early 80s, yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
And they got the music to go with it and all.
Fantastic.
He's not going to do it.
No, he's not.
And maybe I will. I don't know.
We'll just keep reminding
him. I got toothpicks we could put in his eyes.
I don't know what kind of time you guys think I have. I mean, if I do have time to watch something, it's almost always movies. I watch a lot of film, but very little television.
He doesn't watch movies. He watches films.
Films.
Yeah. Yes. Film.
If it's not subtitled, then he's not interested.
We're at the end. One quick announcement. We're going to be giving away a copy of GTA 5.
Did you do your Twitter thing?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Twitter thing's already done with. Story behind this is when I bought GTA 5, I got it off of Green Man Gaming and realized that was the only, or that version that you get off of Green Man Gaming can only be activated through Rockstar and not through Steam. So I had to buy it again on Steam because I like everything on Steam. Sue me. So this one we'll be giving away. We'll be doing a raffle on Twitter. We'll have more details on that, but check out dlgaming.net and you can get to our Twitter, YouTube account, our Steam group, which most of our activity is on. We'll post stuff in the Steam group about the raffle as well. But definitely follow us on Twitter to be a part of that. If you're like one of the five people in the world that don't have GTA 5 at this point, then check that out.
Or if you just want to get it to give it to somebody or sell it to somebody.
Yeah.
It's worth a pretty penny.
Yeah. You can do some crimes with us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Some heists if we ever get to that point where we can do heists.
I blame Bobby.
I blame Bobby too for some reason. What else we got?
I believe that's about it unless you guys got something.
Do we want to talk about next week? Do we got any? Is anything coming out next week?
I don't think there's any big releases coming up.
That's why this we didn't have a lot of content. I think there's just it's a game slow week.
Yeah, I mean we're gonna do some co-op stuff for next week.
Yeah,
that's the goal.
Yeah, maybe tonight
I'll be playing more GTA 5. The Steam Summer Sale I mentioned earlier that supposedly is coming June 11th. So get ready for that.
Yeah. That'll be before next podcast. Oh, no.
No. It's in about 2 weeks. Yeah, just under 2 weeks. Hopefully, I can finally get Legend of Grimrock 2.
Play it off my account, dude. All right. Off topic shit. All right. From Chad. And speaking for Bobby, motherfucking titties.